Hello, this is a screen recording about importing or displaying videos from Blip TV, displaying them via RSS into Wikieducator. I'm just going to bring up a page called wikieducator.org/horticulture, and you'll see what I mean. Currently looking at create and maintain a basic web log with a Cultura video over on the right there. Anyway, here's the horticulture video, and over here is the RSS feed, and it's currently loading in a collection of videos. You see that they have a Shockwave player. It's coming in from Blip TV. Their titles, their date, and there are currently quite a few, about six, I think, from memory, displaying down in that box. Okay, better make this video quick. I'm running out of storage room as usual. Okay, let's have a look at the code that makes that happen. Okay. This part here is just the box. And this part here is, in fact, what is the RSS and how that's coming in. So you see it's got an RSS tag, then it's got the RSS file coming in from Blip. We've asked it to include the date, do a long feed display, and to display six items in the feed, and then close the RSS tag. Pretty simple, eh? Okay, well, let's have a look at Blip TV then. Just go new tab, Blip TV, or I want to go to my channel here. Okay, leeblackall.blip.tv. We're going to look at my channel. Here it is here. It loads up a big Shockwave player with all the videos down the side there and the main video playing at the moment, and I can navigate new videos there. Okay, just down the bottom though of that particular thing, there's the RSS feed. So I wrap that and copy that, and that will and paste the wiki, and that will give me the RSS feed. Now, to control the, I go to my dashboard in Blip. I want to control the size of the video player. If I go to distribution, and you can see in distribution there's a whole bunch of stuff. You can cross upload to Internet Archive, you can send tags to Delicious and Flickr, etc. There's a really a lot of excellent features in Blip TV. But if we look at show players, what that gives us is a way to control the size of the videos that will display in the RSS feed. If you put in, I put in 320 by 240. And that will limit the video sizes. The reason you want to do that is because sometimes you might upload a high quality video, sometimes you might upload a compressed and resized video. They'll all be of different sizes. And if you don't force the dimensions there, the RSS feed will just simply display the original video size, and so you have all different sizes. So you want to force that and then save player. And eventually that will update the RSS feed. It's better to do that first before you go and use the RSS feed and give it, I don't know, a couple of hours maybe. I don't know how long it takes Blip to update its feeds. I actually had to send them an email asking them to update my user feed. Okay, so that's how you do it. You go to your player station on Blip TV, you pick the RSS feed file link up, and you go to the wiki and you paste it in the RSS field there. So in this case we've got Horty Kim's video channel RSS there. Blip TV supports Creative Commons licensing. It also supports categorization or tags, so we're able to categorize videos into different subject areas and then take an RSS feed for that particular subject area. Okay, that's about it.